Exile and ecstasy, growing up with Ram Dass and coming of age in the Jewish psychedelic underground, by Madison Margolin.
This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains the acknowledgments and about the author sections, as well as the glossary from the print edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Introduction. We tell ourselves stories in order to live. Joan Didion. This book is a lifetime in the making. It is collected from a few decades of handwritten journals, lived experience, and interviews with an uncountable number of artists, scientists, mystics, therapists, healers, activists, and fringe thought leaders engaging with paradigm-shifting encounters, mainly at the intersection of Judaism and psychedelia. In short, my heart, in all its fire and mess, and in my humble attempt to make sense of it all, spills out over the following chapters. Almost a decade ago, when I set out to write about the intersection of Jewish and psychedelic experience, the topic was niche. It was rare to put the two explicitly in conversation with one another, despite how natural the pairing. More on that throughout this book. But in naming the Jewish psychedelic phenomena and giving it identity through media, the movement began to grow. We're seeing the birth of what feels like, in essence, a renewed Judaism, rooted in ancient ritual and expanded consciousness. Psychedelics are revolutionizing Jewish culture, reigniting our spiritual fire, helping us realize that even without added substance, Judaism itself is an expression of and a container for altered states. In other words, Judaism is psychedelic. This is the moral of the story, so to speak, which I deliver through the allegory of my own first-person narrative. In this book, I explore psychedelic Judaism and Jewish psychedelic experience. However, it's not just my own personal story, but a story that you, individually and collectively, may relate to as well, whether you are Jewish or not. Your job, dear listener, is to glean from it what you will, whatever morals, practices, do's, don'ts, and learnings that you find most relevant and valuable, wherever you are in your life and in your relationship to psychedelics, religion, spirituality, medicine, healing, or simply getting high. Here is the story of my soul's own fractal path. I'm sharing it, hoping that it will ignite your soul as well. Through my own trials and tribulations, lessons and lore, I aim to put forth what I've learned and absorbed along the way from my teachers and from the firsthand experience of living the story itself. Keep
sample complete. Ready to continue?